just raise our hands and give Him praise tonight. Oh, we love You, Lord.
And
I had 10,000 voices I could say I love Him. That's just what it feels like in my heart. We got a brother Alexander here tonight preaching for us. I appreciate him coming. I appreciate you all coming too. It's nothing like seeing the believers get together. How many expect the Lord to be able to do something tonight? I've already feel His presence, church. I was about speaking in tongues right back there, just feeling so good all of a sudden. I was like, praise the Lord. So I still believe in that. I don't know. A lot of message churches don't believe in that no more, but I still believe in speaking in tongues. It's all right. Praise God. Praise God. I'm glad to be with people that believe that the same. You know, one time Brother Branham heard just a rumor that one of his deacons didn't believe in that. And he said, just let me know who it is real quick and we'll go step him down right now. So he obviously cared about that. All right?
Yes,
amen. The Spirit of God is allowed to move in this place. I'd like to, we'll sing one song as we invite Brother Alex out here. You know 173? That sounds like home to me. It's in key F. You don't know it? This is pretty easy to learn, I think. It won't take too long. I'll sing this as Brother Alex makes his way out here.
That sounds like home to me. Like where I want to be. There'll be no tears today. Saints of God will be in that sound like home to me. That sounds like home to me, like where I want.
Oh yes, Lord, just to be with You.
There'll be no tears today.
I sure appreciate that song. I've always liked it, and when I was in Africa last year getting ready to head back, I started listening to that song a bunch, and just to come home to my natural family, but how much more when we get to that place, amen?
Yeah.
With streets of gold. We'll praise Him for 10 million years, and we'll just be getting started, amen? Amen. I'm sure looking forward to it. Appreciate that and the other songs today. Even that first one you sung there about how this generation is spreading this revelation, amen? And,
yes,
and,
sir.
We can never underemphasize the importance of revelation to the believer.
That's right.
And I believe that, and so we just we want to talk about that tonight. We pray the Lord would bless each one here, and we'll just open here, if you would, in Revelation chapter 6. I have a few places I'd like to read. We'll read here, and then we'll have a word of prayer.
Amen.
And to preface this, I want to talk about the mystery of God and of Christ, specifically if we want to call it something, we could call this, I guess, the bride is the mystery of Christ revealed. Amen. Kind of cliche, but I think it's very fitting. But when Christ came the first time, we know that each of the prophets, they began to talk about this coming of Christ. And,
yes.
And Brother Branham, even in the Masterpiece and other places, he talks about how the first coming, it didn't start in a manger, but it started with Moses, it started with the prophets,
right.
The word that they spoke.
Right.
And so they spoke, and all these prophets, they were saying, he's coming. But finally, we come to John the Baptist, and Jesus said, there's none greater than him. Is that right? None born a woman. Because he got to say, he's here.
Right. Yeah.
But see, John, he stood there, and the word came to him, but then the word left. Is that right? But
yes.
We have a greater dispensation because he's come to abide. Is that
Amen.
Right?
Amen.
And so we see the same thing. If you read here in the previous chapters, we know this book of Revelation, it's a book of prophecy. And you read about the different church ages, and each church age, the Lord Jesus, he's admonishing them. Is that right? Because in the midst of these church ages, there's one like the Son of Man. Amen?
Amen.
Keep that in mind. There's one like the Son of Man, and in the midst of it. And so to each church age, he admonishes them, and he says, behold, I come quickly. Behold, I'm coming quickly. My reward is with me. But he comes to the Laodicean church age. He didn't say, I'm coming quickly. He says, behold, I'm here. I'm at the door. I'm knocking at the door.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
And so this revelation has come. And this generation, they've spurned it. Is that right? But we've opened the door of the heart. Is that right?
Oh, yes.
I believe that.
Amen.
So
yes.
John, he gets caught up a little higher here. And he sees this lamb. He comes. He looks for the lion of the tribe of Judah. He sees a bleeding lamb.
Amen.
This lamb takes this book of redemption, sealed with seven seals, and he begins to open it. And we read about that here in Revelation chapter 6. The first verse here, he says, and I saw when the Lamb opened one of the seals and heard, as it were, the noise of thunder. So one seal's open, there's one thunder. And one of the four beasts saying, come and see, amen. So we go through each of these, and we'll just jump over here to chapter 8. I want to show you this. Each of these different seals opens. The first one opens, he hears a thunder. Is that right?
Amen.
But when he gets over here to chapter 8, verse 1, it says, and when he had opened the seventh seal, there was silence in heaven about the space of half an hour. So there's this mysterious seal. There's silence. What's going on here? And we go over to Revelation chapter 10 here, and we see a mighty angel in verse 1. Now the prophet of God says, when you read this 10th chapter of Revelation, this is that seventh seal, amen?
Right.
It says, I saw another mighty angel come down from heaven, clothed with a cloud, and a rainbow was upon his head. We know it's speaking of the Lord Jesus. He's coming down in angelic form. We know the prophet Ezekiel, he talked about the rainbow. It's a type of the covenant. Is that right?
Yes.
So he's coming down. There's a rainbow on his head. His face is where the sun, and his feet of pillars of fire. Same description we see in Revelation 1, amen?
Amen.
Now this is what I want to get to here. This great thing that's been unfolding all this time, we come down here to the seventh verse. Hopefully a lot of us are familiar with this. It says here in the seventh verse, it says, but in the days of the voice of the seventh angel, when he shall begin to sound, the mystery of God should be finished, as he hath declared to his servants the prophets. One more reading, if you would.
Amen.
Ephesians chapter 3. Amen.
Amen.
So this mystery
is
going to be consummated or finished in this final time here. Amen?
Yes, sir.
And to me, this is a very exciting thing because I believe that's the day that we're living in.
Yes,
amen.
That's right.
I believe that's come to pass. This mighty angel's come down. He's unveiled this mystery. Amen? Now you read in Colossians, you don't have to turn there, but Colossians 2:2. It says that the mystery of God, it's the same mystery as the mystery of the Father and of Christ. It's the same mystery. Amen?
Amen.
And so
Amen.
What I want you to see here tonight as we minister this, that the mystery, whatever the mystery is, the revelation of it, it's not a thing or an idea, but it's a person. Amen?
Yes.
Christ, the person Christ, he is the mystery of God. Amen?
Yes.
He's the mystery of God revealed.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Chapter 3 here in Ephesians chapter 1, Ephesians chapter 3, verse 1. It says here, for this cause I, Paul, the prisoner of Jesus Christ, for you Gentiles, if you have heard of the dispensation of the grace of God, which is given me to you, word, how that by revelation, amen, he didn't get it from a seminary,
That's
amen.
Right.
Some man didn't give this to him. Flesh and blood didn't reveal this to him, but it was made known to him by revelation, amen.
Yes,
by revelation, he made known unto me the mystery, amen.
Ooh.
Now, there's many mysteries in the Bible, but there's a great mystery, the mystery.
Oh, hallelujah, Jesus.
He says, as I wrote afore in few words, whereby when you read, you may understand my knowledge in the mystery of Christ. Amen?
Yes.
That word knowledge, it's a Greek word, epignosis, and it means a full or accurate knowledge. It's not something that you can just learn. It's something you have to experience.
Yes.
Amen?
Yes, Lord.
So I want you to have this knowledge, this experience of the mystery.
Yes.
What mystery? The mystery of Christ.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes,
Amen.
Lord Jesus.
And he says that you can understand it. It's not hard, amen?
That's right.
In the message, we put these Brother Nathan was preaching for us last Thursday at home and talked about how people put these scarecrows up about these mysteries and how you can't touch it. But it's for the believer, amen?
That's right.
It's for you, not just to know about it, but to understand it, amen? Let's go ahead and bow our heads for a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we just thank you tonight, Lord, as we're gathered together in this place.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise God.
As Paul, in this same chapter, he talks about the fellowship of the mystery.
Yes, Lord,
we're fellowshipping in this mystery, this person, Christ.
Yes.
And Lord God, we want to speak on this thing, Lord, knowing that that's where the bride is standing tonight. Your prophet said that's all hell's against this teaching. All hell's against this revelation. But the bride is standing on it. And so tonight, Lord, we want to make sure that having done all that, we would stand in that evil day that we would stand, having put on, we gird our loins with truth and putting on the breastplate of righteousness, to have the full armor of God on, that we could withstand and defeat every devil, every power of hell, because we've been called not just to endure, but to overcome in this age. And you promised that him that overcomes in this age, you would grant to sit with you in your throne, Lord Jesus, even as you sat in the Father's throne. And so this is a great time, Lord, where we're overcomers in this age, that we might sit on the throne, that we might be the bride of Jesus Christ, not just espoused, but married to you, the author and finisher of our faith. Bless each one, we pray now, Lord God. Help me to speak that which is needful, Lord. Give them eyes to see, ears to hear, and hearts to receive this mystery in its fullness, Lord. May they understand. May you grant them the spirit of wisdom and revelation, the knowledge, the epignosis of you, that the eyes of their understanding might be enlightened. Bless each one, we pray. We thank you, Father, for we know that you are faithful and true who has called us.
Yes.
We thank you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Yes.
You may be seated. Speak tonight on the bride as the mystery of Christ revealed. I just want to kind of go through some quotes here and lay a foundation. I hope that's okay. I hope we're okay with quotes.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I am. I didn't come to give you some, as I said last time, if it's new, it ain't true. Amen.
That's right.
I didn't come to give you some new thing, but I came to resound what has been spoken.
That's right.
Is that right?
Yes.
When John in Revelation 10 there, when he begins to prophesy again, he wasn't saying something different than what was said the first time. Amen. He took the book, and he's prophesying again. Amen.
Amen.
And so I believe that we have everything we have need of.
That's right.
Is that right? We have everything we need of inside of us, in the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Everything we have need of for this earthly journey. It's in the believer, amen?
That's right.
Amen. It's just a matter of recognizing it. It's a matter of drinking from that inexhaustible fountain of life.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Now, there's several sermons I want to quote from tonight, but primarily I want to speak from a couple here, the seventh seal and Christ, the mystery of God revealed. And I think you'll see this as I go along, this mystery. And the thing that's great about this is when you begin to see yourself in the picture.
Yes.
It's great to see Jesus in the Bible, heal the sick and raise the dead, and see Elijah get caught up in a chariot. And all these things are great. But when you begin to see your name in the book, when you've heard from your theophany, and that's the thing, John, when this book was opened, he saw his name in the book, and all heaven and earth and everything beneath heard John. It said, I, John, cry with a loud voice. John got excited when he saw his name on the book.
That's true. Yes.
Say, well, you know, this is okay or whatever. When you really see your name, you don't have to make somebody run the pier. You don't have to make them come to church anymore.
That's right.
You don't have to get them all worked up about serving God. But when they see their name on the book, when they see they're part of the mystery, you don't have to move them anymore. They've been moved. You don't have to get them to a revival. They've been revived by the Holy Ghost. Amen. Amen. You who were dead. We're not a dead church tonight. Amen. But you that were dead in sin of the trespasses, hath he quickened.
Amen.
He has resurrected you. He's made you alive.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Yes,
Lord. Okay, I'm going to get on this here eventually. Praise the Lord. He says here, the prophet of God says in the seventh seal, and I hope I just take my time a little bit.
All right, brother, come on.
Praise the Lord. I say it this way. I'm trying to cover a lot of ground real quick, so I apologize if I go a little fast. You know, we could spend days on this. We could spend eternity on it. We're going to. We're going to spend eternity on it. Amen.
Amen.
But I always tell people, an anointed teacher, he makes the complicated simple.
Amen. That's right. That's
but an annoying teacher, he'll make the simple complicated. And so we don't want to be that. We want to make it so simple. I believe it's so simple, amen. That's the thing. The simplicity of it is so profound, amen. The prophet says here in the seventh seal, speaking of it, he says, "Now as certain as I stand in the platform tonight, I had the revelation that revealed. Now, there's several things I want to note here. He says it's in a threefold manner.
That's right.
Remember
yes,
that.
Sir.
So this revelation is in a threefold manner. And we actually talked about it a little bit already, as you'll see. He says that I will speak to you by God's help of a fold of it. So now there's three folds of this. There's a threefold manner. He's going to speak of a fold of it.
Right.
Now, I always wondered which fold it was, but he tells us which one it is. We'll see it here in a moment. Amen?
Amen.
It's funny what you learn when you just read stuff. But if more people just read the Bible,
that's
instead
right.
of taking what Bishop so-and-so or Pope
yeah,
so-and-so
right.
says.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, praise the Lord anyhow. Let's see.
That's
here.
It.
He says, let's go over there first. Here's the revelation to begin what? I want to tell you what it is.
Sure.
What happens is that those seven thunders that he heard, that he heard thunder and was forbidden to write, that's what the mystery is laying behind those seven consecutive thunders rolling out. Now you remember, in the first seal he opens it, there's one thunder.
Right.
But if we read through Revelation 10, when he comes down and gets this book out, all seven utter at once. It's not just one thunder, but all seven
right.
utter at once. Is that
yes.
right? And the prophet
Amen.
Makes this point time and time again. So I want you to remember that. These seven consecutive thunders roll out. He says, now why? Let us prove it. Why? It is the secret that no one knows about. Amen? So now we've identified it's the secret, amen? John was forbidden to write about it, even write a symbol about it. Why? This is why there is no activity in heaven. It might give away the secret.
That's right.
So why was heaven silent? It's trying to keep this a secret. Amen?
Amen.
Again
right.
he says here in seventh seal. He reads through this here. I'll try to paraphrase this for you a little bit to go through it. He's talking about the secret and how it can't be made known, and it's a good thing that it can't, because Satan could do damage with it.
Yeah. Right.
Why? Because it can cause impersonations.
Right.
The next thing he talks about, because he's talking about this fold, amen.
Yes, sir.
The next thing he talks about is the vision he saw with the shoe. And if anybody knows this, I'll go over it real quick.
Yeah.
The prophet was shown a vision. He sees this. He's trying to fish. And he's trying to lace this shoe, and the string's too big for the eyelet, and he's trying to fish. And every time he tries to explain the supernatural to these other preachers, it causes impersonations.
Yeah. Right.
And so that's what he's looking at. He doesn't want to cause an impersonation. And there's a lot of impersonators, even in this message. Is that
yes,
right?
Sir, that's true.
They claim to believe this. They claim to follow
right.
this stuff. But when it comes to a decision, is that right? When it comes to the understanding,
right.
yeah.
where are they at?
Right.
They're all somewhere in left field.
Amen.
But He has this, he sees this vision, and God's telling him, don't do that. This is that third pole, and you're not going to be able to explain it. He sees the tent vision, and for those that know about the tent vision, he sees that. Then he begins to explain about the visitation of the angels with the coming of the seven seals. He begins to talk about Sabino Canyon, and he says, and this is that third pole. And he says, and that's that third pole. So everything he talks about is the third pole. So
right.
the fold he's talking about is not this one back here, but he's talking about the third pole, amen? So in other words, the third pole of his ministry is one of the folds of this mystery.
Right.
I know I'm getting kind of thirds and fourths. But I want you to understand, what is the mystery? We'll get over this here real quick, but the Bible says that Jesus Christ, he's the same
yeah.
yesterday,
yes.
today,
amen.
And forever.
Yes.
That's the threefold
amen.
Mystery.
Amen.
Yesterday, amen.
Come on.
I'll go ahead. I was going to say this, but I'll go ahead and read it now. The prophet of God says it in Proving His Word 64. He says, and the Son of Man is revealing himself in the same power that he was, not down through the church age, through justification, sanctification, all these things, but the Son of Man, amen?
Yes.
And we know the Scripture says, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the coming of the Son of Man. Not the Son of God, but the Son of Man, amen?
Right.
We'll continue here in just a moment, and you'll see where I'm coming from. It says, who is the Son of Man? The Word. And the Word is quicker than, powerful than a two-edged sword, and discerns the thoughts that's in the heart.
Yes, Lord.
What did he have to do? He has to prove his word.
Ooh.
Amen?
Yes,
God's
sir.
The interpreter of his own word.
Right.
He says, notice of it when we see it happening. Look at it in the same form that he was here in the beginning, the pillar of fire. My, proving that he's Hebrews 13:8.
Yes,
Jesus
Lord.
Christ is the same. Yesterday, today, and forever. What was it? Now he's going to explain it. Jesus Christ the same yesterday. That was Christ that was in the wilderness with Moses.
Praise
That's
God.
Yesterday.
That's yes, Lord.
That's the first coming, amen?
Right.
Man. Says, how many knows the Bible said yesterday? It says, that was Christ when Paul was speaking here today.
Yep. Yeah. Amen.
You believe that? In the New Testament. Then the Son of Man, the same Christ, in the last day. See?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So in other words, the coming of the Son of Man, it's that second fold. It's the third pole of his ministry. It's the same thing.
Right.
There's no difference. Is that right? What's the third pole? It's the opening of the Word. Right. The prophet of God tells us, and it's the rising of the sun. Christ is those seals that were revealed. Is that right? When the seals were open, what did it do? It revealed Christ, the Word. It's the same thing. So for people that think, well, the third pole, it's something to come or whatever, then has he been revealed? Has the Son of Man come down? If he hasn't, when's he going to come? You find me another prophet, is that right? Because what is Son of Man? The Bible shows us it's a prophetic ministry, is that right? You see it with Daniel, you see it with Ezekiel. They were Son of Man, amen? So it has to be a prophet's ministry. That's why Revelation 10:7 says, as he's declared through his servants, the prophets, amen? So this Son of Man that's being revealed, how is he revealed? Through the prophetic, amen?
Oh, praise God.
Amen. Yes. Praise the Lord. Read another quote to you here. Christ revealed in his own words, 65. It says, now in the last days, he's promised to manifest himself in the fullness again of his flesh in spirit. See? For as it was in the days of Sodom, so shall it be in the coming of the Son of Man. Now look at the Sodom, how it's set and what taken place.
That's it.
And Jesus Christ being manifested in bodily form of his church.
Oh my. Yeah.
Bodily form of his church. Today, see? Doing the same thing, same work, same things that he did all the time. Never changes the eternal one, see?
Amen.
And upon the earth today. Today, amen. The second fold. Third fold. Upon the earth today. Where am I at here? He has manifested himself in the human bodies. Our human bodies that he has called. You didn't do the calling. You didn't do the choosing. But he chose you. He called you. He pulled you out. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise the Lord. And done exactly the same thing he'd done in sundry times and the times of his flesh upon the earth. And doing the same thing today.
Yes.
Because God in sundry times spoke to the fathers through the prophets. In this last days through his Son.
Amen.
Jesus Christ. See the Son being revealed in the last days. God manifest in human flesh.
Hallelujah.
Saying just before Sodom's destruction. The end of the Gentile world. Then he says, you see it?
That's it.
Amen. I wonder how many people really see it. Amen.
That's it.
Well, praise the Lord. I'm ready to have church tonight. I feel good.
That's all right. Yes, sir.
I feel good. The prophet God here, he's talking about the tent vision here. In seventh seal, he says, and he picked me up then, and he took me up and set me way up high to where a meeting was going on. Looked like a tent or a cathedral or some sort. And I looked, and how are we doing on time?
Go, come on, brother.
We got all eternity. Good. And I looked, and there was a little box, like little place over on the side. And I seen that light was talking to somebody above me. That light that you see there on the picture. Praise the Lord. You all know what picture I'm talking about, 1950. Praise the Lord there. It whirled away from me like that and went over to the tent and said, I'll meet you there.
Amen.
And said, this will be the third pole and you won't tell it to nobody. And in Sabino Canyon, he said, this is the third pole. And there's three great things that goes with it. And one unfolded today, he says, or yesterday. How did it unfold? With Moses. With Elijah.
Glory to God.
With Zechariah.
Yes.
With John the Baptist.
Yep.
Amen.
Amen.
The other one unfolded today. Well, I don't know about that. Well, I'll show you the prophet says it himself.
That's right.
I'll keep going here. It's all right. The other one unfolded today.
That's right.
There's one thing I cannot interpret because it's an unknown language. But I was standing right there and looked right straight at it. And this is the third pole coming up. And the Holy Spirit of God, he says, oh my, that's the reason heaven was silent.
Amen.
So I want you to notice, he always talks about this in conjunction with the silence in heaven, amen?
On,
and I'm saying this for a reason, you'll see it here in a moment. He says, I continue to read here. He says, I just know that those seven thunders hold that mystery. One mystery, amen?
Yes, sir.
That heavens is quieted, everybody understand? He says, it may be time. It may be the hour now that this great person that we're expecting to rise on the scene may rise on the scene. Maybe this ministry that I've tried to take people back to the Word, back restoring the hearts of the children of the fathers, amen?
Amen. That's right.
Try to take people back to the Word has laid a foundation. And if it has, I'll be leaving you for good. There won't be two of us here at the same time. See? If it is, he will increase, I'll decrease. Amen? Now people, you get these eighth messenger stuff, they always want to make that about themselves. But who came, is that right? It was a Son of Man. The Son of Man.
Yes, sir.
And when the Son of Man came, just like with John the Baptist, he had to decrease.
That's right.
So that Christ could increase.
Yes.
Amen. Because it's no longer about the prophet declaring the coming. But it's that he's here.
Yes.
That he's come down.
Amen. Glory to God.
That I bear witness, John said.
Yes.
He bore witness.
Praise the Lord.
He saw what had taken place. So he's telling everybody else, the Lord done showed me a vision in the wilderness. I was out in the desert and God showed me this one coming. And there he is now. This is the Lamb of God. This is the Lamb that's come to take away the sin of the world. John saw that Lamb take that book, amen. And he began to pull those seals off. And thunder began to come. What's thunder? The voice of God.
Yes. Amen.
The voice of God speaking to you. Amen.
Yes.
The voice of God that spoke to John.
Right.
Speaking to you.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Not one thunder.
Right.
Not in part to you. But the whole thing.
Yes.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
All seven of them at the same time.
Yes.
The fullness of the mystery. That the mystery of God should be finished.
Right.
Yes. Amen.
Yes, sir.
That there's nowhere else to go.
Right.
Or waiting for God to come do some great thing or show us. God's already done showed it.
Yes.
God's revealed.
Yes, sir.
We're waiting for God to pour out something.
Yes.
God has poured out.
Yes, he has. Hallelujah.
Come on.
Amen.
God has emptied himself into Christ.
Yes.
And Christ has emptied himself.
Yes, he has. Amen.
All that he was, he poured into Christ.
Yes.
And all that Christ was.
He poured into church.
All that Christ was.
Yes.
Not just some of it.
Yes.
Not, well, this good part over here. Not,
uh-huh.
But all that Christ was.
Yes.
He poured into the believer.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Why Ephesians 1 says that the church, that's the fullness, that is his fullness.
Yes.
The fullness of him that filleth all in all.
Yes.
That's where he's at today.
That's
not in a building made with hands.
No, sir.
The Most High doesn't dwell in temples made with hands.
Amen. Amen. That's right.
He's not looking for us to put up a crystal cathedral.
That's right.
But he's made himself a body.
Yes, Lord.
Just like in the first coming, he made himself a body. How? By the spoken word.
Oh my.
It wasn't by the working of men's hands.
No.
It wasn't by some natural desire.
No.
But he spoke the word and he formed a body.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
And he did the same thing in this day.
Yes,
amen.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
There's many great preachers and great reformers and theologians, but God spoke the word.
Yes, amen.
God said, I'm going to give him a body, amen?
Yes, yes, Lord.
A mystical body, is that right?
Yes, sir.
He's taken of twain and made one new man, is that right?
Amen.
It's the same Jesus Christ. Not a different person, amen?
That's right,
amen.
That's the truth. He's the same.
Let's see here. He says here, now think about this. Seventh seal, he says, we don't want never to put a man in it.
Right.
He says, you forget anything about me.
That's right.
I'm your brother, a sinner saved by grace, not fit to live. That's exactly the truth, and I ain't saying that to be humble.
That's right.
That's facts. Amen.
Amen. Yes,
Lord. There's nothing in me. Now, he's talking about this flesh. Amen. There's nothing here.
That's right.
That's right.
Amen.
Well, praise the Lord.
That's the truth, brother.
Press of flesh, from Magulus flesh, or Brandon flesh, it's all the same.
That's right.
It's all bad.
Yes.
Ain't none of it good.
That's right. Amen.
Okay.
Yes, amen.
The less confidence you put in this thing, the better off it'll be. That's the problem with so many Christians. They're trying to make this guy perfect.
Yeah.
Why? Because they're putting confidence in this guy.
Amen.
This guy can't save you.
Okay.
This guy can't. This guy's only going to mess things up for you the rest of your life. But when you learn to look past this guy,
amen,
and you look to the Spirit,
yes,
that God has placed on the inside,
amen,
and that's where you put your confidence,
yes,
then this thing's not going to stumble you up anymore.
That's right.
Because you don't care what he has to say anymore.
Amen.
Well, I saw what you did there last year. Well, I saw what you did yesterday.
Amen. Amen.
Well, God didn't see it.
Nope.
I'm looking in God's mirror.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
I tell people this all the time. It's not my job to convict myself anyway. Right? It's not my job. Jesus said when the Holy Ghost comes, he'll convict the world itself. That's not my job.
That's right.
We're always trying to find all these things wrong in life and set this straight. Why don't you look at Jesus Christ, the author and finisher of your faith?
Yes.
That's where you need to be looking, amen.
Amen.
Quit trying to make this guy. The only thing you can do to this guy is kill him.
Amen.
Not saying to go get a gun after church. Paul says, I die daily. You mortify the deeds of the flesh.
Amen.
You don't care what he has to say. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
You just look at the word.
Amen.
Well, praise the Lord.
Amen.
He says, you know, I never want to put a man in it. He says, there's nothing in me, not one sound thing at all. But the grace of God has let my poor dimming eyes look beyond the curtain of time and see those things yonder, and I come back.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. That's what happened in Joshua's day. Is that right?
Amen. Amen.
In Moses' day, these men, they went to spy out the land. They came back, and 10 of these preachers had a bad report.
Yeah.
They said, well, you're going to die of cancer. Yeah. We can't do this. You're not going to make the rapture. You got problems. You can't make it. But there was a Joshua and a Caleb that said, we can take the land.
Hallelujah.
We can take the land. We went yonder and came back. We had a good report, amen.
That's right.
We had one this day. Go beyond the Jordan River, amen. Go beyond the curtain of time. They came back with a good report. God has given us the land.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
We're more than able to take the land.
Amen. That's right.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Praise God.
Poor John, he's sitting there and he sees this book of redemption and he's weeping. Is that right? Because there wasn't one found worthy.
That's right.
Amen. But he heard a voice.
Amen.
He heard a thunder.
Amen.
That's right. Amen.
He said, fear not, John. Weep not, John.
That's right.
The lion
of
the tribe of Judah.
Yes.
He has prevailed.
Yes. Amen.
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 Amen. Yes, Lord.
Yes.
Well, how can I overcome? He overcame for you.
Amen. Yes, sir.
He prevailed for you. Amen.
Amen.
He didn't tell you had to go open the book. He opened it for you.
Yes.
And he let your eyes.
Yes.
He let your eyes see what your name on the book.
I believe it, Lord.
You saw your name on the book because he opened it for you.
Yes.
You saw your name.
Amen.
You took the book.
Yes.
Amen.
Because he said it's for you.
Amen.
He said, take the book, John.
That's right.
Take this third pole.
Amen.
Take this seventh seal mystery.
Amen.
You take this mystery and eat the book.
Yes.
Amen.
And he doesn't go and say, angel, can I please have the book? I'd really like the book. But he said, give me the book.
Amen.
Give me the book.
Amen.
That's right.
I'm taking the book.
Amen.
There's no question about this to John.
Amen.
He wasn't, well, maybe I'll get it.
That's right.
Maybe I'll go on a rapture.
Right.
Maybe God will heal my body. Maybe God will give me the Holy Ghost. There's no maybe about it. He said, the book's mine. The voice told me it's for me. The voice said it's for me. He said, John, take the book. I heard my name. He said, come up higher. He done showed me these things. He said, take the book. It's for me. It's for the bride. Amen.
Yes, sir.
Praise God.
Praise God. Glory.
Now. Now to bring this out a little bit, the prophet says here in Christ the mystery God revealed. He says, now just be as patient as you can. For I feel that in here, if God will help me, will reveal and bring into your mind all these other things that I've talked on all through the days of the tabernacle. Why I have said what I've said and why I've done what I've done. This is why. Amen? So he preaches this sermon It's interesting how he brings this out. But he says that all these things that he spoke of. Because I don't know how most people are, but when I first listened to the seventh seal and I read it, I'm like, what's this?
Yeah.
I didn't even get it. I'm sitting the whole time he's talking about this great mysterious thing. I'm like, so what was it? I don't get it.
Sure.
And even nowadays, so many people, they're confused. But it's so simple. He's like, I'm going to explain this to you. Amen? Now, just to tie this all together, the reason I read these other quotes, you'll see this all ties together. The prophet says, now God had a purpose and a hidden mystery. And that's what I want to speak on to the church this morning. The hidden mystery of God that he had in his mind before the world ever began. And how that's unfolded itself right down to this present hour that we're living in.
Yes, sir.
See? Then you will understand clearly. Amen? We want to understand it.
Yes, Lord.
That you would understand, Paul said. Same thing Paul said.
Yes, right.
So you could understand.
Yes.
Right.
Amen.
Understand clearly, then you see on, I believe what is being done. Not what's going to be done,
that's
but what
right.
is being done.
Right.
God's great mystery of how it's a secret. He kept it a secret. Nobody know nothing about it. Even the angels didn't understand it. See? He didn't reveal it. That's the reason under our seventh mystery. Okay, so he's talking about the seventh mystery now. That's the reason under our seventh mystery. When the seventh seal was opened, there was silence. Amen? So we talk about this with the seventh seal. Now I say it's the same thing, right? Under the seventh mystery.
Yes, sir.
So, this great mystery, that's why there was silence. It was a mystery, man.
Amen.
Jesus, when he was on earth, they wanted to know when he would come. He said, it's not, even the Son himself don't know when it's going to happen. See, God has this all to himself. It's a secret.
And that's the reason there was silence in heaven for the space of a half hour, and seven thunders uttered their voices. And John was even forbidden to write, see, the coming of the Lord. Amen?
That's it. Amen.
There's three comings of Christ, the prophet says. Christ comes the first time to redeem his bride.
Right.
Yesterday, Christ first Lord. Coming.
Amen.
And he comes to receive his bride, second coming, amen. The rapture.
That's amen. Right. Yes, sir.
The third, he comes back with his bride to set up the kingdoms, right? Yeah. Adam and Eve back in the garden, he says.
Oh,
amen.
Glory to God. Yes, Lord. Amen.
Good stuff.
Amen.
It's the coming of the Lord. So there's three comings, amen? Amen.
That's
threefold
right.
manner, threefold purpose, yesterday, today, and forever. See, it all ties together.
That's right, brother.
That's one thing he hasn't revealed yet of how he will come and when he will come.
That's it.
It's a good thing that he does it. And he says,
right.
No, he has showed, revealed in every type that's in the Bible.
That's right. Yeah.
So if you want to understand the seventh seal, it's in every type of the Bible.
Amen. That's right.
He says here, therefore the entire Bible is the revelation, singular,
yep.
of God's mystery, singular, in Christ.
Amen.
Home, he says. The entire Bible is an expression of one goal.
That's right.
One goal that God had. One purpose he wanted to achieve in the entire Bible. And all the acts of the believers in the Bible has been in type. And expressing what God's great goal is. And now in this last day, he has revealed it and shows it.
Yes, he does. Amen.
So he didn't just, yeah. You know, he didn't light a light and then this candlestick and then stick it under a bushel. Amen.
That's right.
He didn't stick it, but he set it up on a hill.
That's right.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
He set it up where you can see it.
That's right.
Mount Zion. Praise God.
Amen.
He says here, and God's help, well, you'll see it right here this morning. What the Lord has had in his mind all along has expressed it.
That's it.
Therefore, you can see the great meaning
yes,
of what it's
Lord.
Been to know this. Is that right? Brother
yes,
Branham, he
Lord.
Talked about the seventh seal. He said, I can never think the same again. The Bible's a new book. Why? Because
right.
when you read, when you understand.
Lord, hallelujah.
And you understand this revelation.
Yes.
And you're reading the Bible. And you read about Ruth and how her first husband had to die.
Yeah.
So thank she could be married to another.
Yeah.
Now you understand Romans 7. That if you're still married to that first man, you'll be called an adulteress, the Bible says. But if he's dead, you can be married to another. You can be married to Christ. And you realize it's not just a good story anymore about Ruth and her Boaz. But you understand the kinsman redeemer. It's speaking about Christ. It's speaking about you. It's talking about you.
Yes.
See, that's the nice thing about church. Everybody likes to talk about themselves.
Oh, yes.
People talk about stuff you don't even want to hear. People they just talk about themselves all the time. Well, now you get the chance to do it, and it's all right. Why? Because it's what he said about you. Now you understand Esther coming before the king and her finding favor in his eyes and all these things. You understand why? Because it's talking about Christ. It's talking about you.
Yeah.
When Abraham goes to offer up his son, and God says, I'm going to give a sacrifice. I'm going to offer my son, amen? You understand that God is showing in type through the whole Bible what he's going to do.
Amen.
Who he is and who you are.
Oh, yes. Amen.
Amen. That's what I talked about last time. Abraham has this revelation. Isaac asks, oh, here's the wood and here's the fire. Where's the sacrifice? And Abraham, he says, God shall provide himself.
Amen. Glory to God.
He didn't say God's going to provide me. God shall provide himself a sacrifice. Why? Because it's the man's job to care for the woman. Because no man ever hated his own flesh. His own flesh.
Yes, Lord.
But he nurtured it. He cares for it. It's the same with you. God has to provide for himself. That's why he takes care of you. Because he's got no hands but your hands. He's got no feet but your feet. You.
Yes.
Prophet God says, we are his flesh
yes.
and bones.
That's
right.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Bone of his bone. Word of his word. Spirit of his spirit. Power of his power. She is him.
Yes. Amen.
She is him.
Yes.
She's the mystery revealed.
Yes.
She's Amen. The mystery revealed.
Yep.
I believe it.
Praise
Hallelujah.
The Lord.
Glory be to God.
Then you're like Sarah. You realize it don't matter what you said.
That's right. The blood.
He can't destroy you.
Because
if he destroys you, he destroys Abraham.
That's right.
And before you were even married.
Amen.
That's right.
He already done made a covenant with Abraham.
Yes.
Before you even came to Christ. God made a covenant with Abraham and his seed.
Yes.
And his seed, Christ.
Amen.
His seed, Christ, amen.
Singular, that's right.
Just like he couldn't destroy Abraham, he couldn't destroy Abraham's seed,
right,
Christ.
Right.
And if you...
Amen.
And the Bible says if you are in Christ,
right,
ye are Abraham's seed.
Yes, sir.
Not seeds as of many.
One.
Not many seeds. One seed.
Amen.
Which is Christ.
Yes.
He says as many as been baptized into Christ. You go read Galatians 3. Galatians chapter 3. As many as have been baptized into Christ, they put on Christ.
Amen.
Yes.
That's it.
In other words, God ain't looking at you anymore.
Oh, thank
Amen.
You, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
When you get the baptism of the Holy Ghost, God don't see that old book.
No,
Amen. That's right.
He ain't looking at that old name. Look, you ain't look. I'm not looking at Alexander McCullough's on that book. You ain't looking at Andrew Kress or Kent Rouse.
Nope.
I'm looking at Jesus Christ.
Yes, Lord.
Ephesians 3:15, of whom the whole family is named in heaven and earth.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Well, that makes it real easy.
I think.
Yes.
Whole family. Well, if you know, if you're in church, you don't know somebody's name. Well, praise the Lord. Well, I know your other name at least. Yeah. You know how it is. You get to church, you know somebody. Oh, God bless you, brother. Oh, praise God, sisters. Good to see you. Why? Because they got another name. You just use that one if you forget the old one.
Amen.
I got news for you. That's okay, because God forgot the old one. I just got to throw this out. This is kind of interesting to me. I want to preach a sermon, the eighth name of Jehovah. The eighth redemptive name. Because the Bible talks about the seven redemptive names of Jehovah. And there's all these different times. Brother Levi Bish came up to me. He was talking about this. There's the seven redemptive names of Jehovah. And there's all these different quotes. Brother Bram's talking about it. He mentions Jehovah Shammah. And Jehovah this and that. And then he says Jehovah Manasseh. And we were talking about it. I was like, well, it never mentions Jehovah Manasseh. Is one of the seven redemptive names. You know what Manasseh is? It means forgetfulness or to forget.
Yeah.
Jehovah forgets. And he said that, I said, he sure does. He's forgotten your sins. They're as far from you as the east is from the west. He took that whole portfolio and all the nasty things you did in the world and all the mean things you said to your wife and all that junk you did 20 years ago and all that junk you did 20 minutes before church.
That's right.
I'm preaching to somebody now.
That's right, brother.
Hey, he took the whole thing and he threw it behind him.
Right.
And the sin is forgetfulness.
Yeah.
Not only stuff you did, but the stuff you're going to do. He knew about it before it happened. He knew all about it. He still died for it. He still paid for it. And he said, I got that covered too.
Glory to God.
Well, praise the Lord.
That's it, brother.
Well, should we continue in sin that grace might come? God forbid, Paul says.
That's right.
You're not under the dominion of sin.
No.
That you should serve sin.
No, sir.
That's right.
Amen.
Well, praise the Lord.
Amen.
Somebody's experienced that, I think. I have anyway.
Amen. That's truth.
Why would I want to go surf sin again? I saw what it did to me for 24 years.
That's it.
Oh, yeah.
Don't need that.
I used this example before. I don't know if I used it here, probably not, but you ever have a boss at work? And he is just, well, praise the Lord. I'm trying to think of some edifying way to say this. He is just mean, ornery cuss. You're just like, what is wrong with this guy? Every little thing you do, he's breathing down your neck. You can't do enough for him.
Sure.
Now, he'll sit there and go take 6 smoke breaks a day.
Sure.
3 lunches, and you're busting your back trying to get something done. If you don't get it done, he's blaming you for it.
Sure.
He's talking bad to you. Hey, this guy, he ain't getting it done here. It's all his fault. He's trying to get you fired.
Sure.
Well, I've been there anyway.
Yes, sir.
Same way with sin.
Yes. That's right.
Satan's
right.
Sitting there, putting you in these bonds, and he's subjecting you to this life of sin, and then he's going behind your back. Hey, God, did you see what he did? Oh, man. Well, now, where'd he get that from, I wonder?
That's
where'd
he
learn that from?
Yeah, that's good.
Same way. But you know what? I've walked out of jobs like that. Not because of that necessarily, but I used to work jobs like that. And one day you come to a place where you're getting ready to quit.
Oh,
and you just, you know, that last day, you're just excited. Praise God, I ain't coming back again. It's the last time I clock in.
Hit it, brother. Come on.
Praise the Lord. I'm going to be real dedicated to my last day, really. Finish strong. Oh, time to go to break. What are they going to do? Fire me? You just take it easy? You get all done and you, Brother Ron Spencer was talking about this one time. He said, you put that fake smile on, shake that supervisor's hand. Nice working with you. Been an honor to work with you. You walk on out, you think, I ain't going back ever again. Amen? Yeah. Same way with sin.
Yes.
That's right.
See, because you hear, you know, it's actually interesting to me. The prophet preached this seals in 1963, so 50 years is coming up here. The 17th is when he starts preaching God in simplicity. That's next Sunday, I believe, if I'm correct. It's been 50 years. What's 50 in the Bible? It's Jubilee, Jubilee. Amen. Oh, yeah. Get ready to have my Jubilee. I'm having it now.
Amen.
50 is a type of Jubilee. It's also a type of Pentecost. Amen. Oh, man. I said the P word. I'm sorry.
Oh, no. All right, brother. That's good.
I got a reason to be excited. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. I'm going to go back to my quotes here. Prophet says here, he says in Christ the Mystery, he says, it's all the last days when this great mystery that God has had in his heart is being revealed. And he says, do you get it? Because if you fail, come back to this tape again. Yeah. I always thought that was very significant. I'm like, what's so significant? It's because this is the mystery. If you're always trying to understand this, what's the message about? What's the mystery about? What's the seventh seal about? You go back and read this. I tell people it's the seventh seal part two.
Yes, sir. Right.
It's all here if you read through it, and he just explains it so clearly.
That's the truth.
Amen.
He says, I don't know how much longer I'll be with you. Why? Because he has to decrease.
Right. Yeah.
Remember, this is the truth of thus saith the Lord. It's the truth. It's the scripture. Like the seven mysteries of the seven seals, the mysteries of them. The seals had done been broke, and every age had come down, and there they had left a lot of scattering. There's a lot of things here and there and different doctrines. It says, and God not willing that it should be scattered, he comes back. Amen. Not I went and did it.
That's right.
But he, God, he comes back.
Amen.
And picks it up. He picks up those things. Those doctrines they started and brought it on out and revealed the whole thing. Same thing he's doing now in revealing the mystery of Christ. How he was God's threefold purpose.
Amen.
Christ was God's threefold
Amen.
Purpose. Amen. For the church.
Amen.
Oh my. Letting him out.
Oh, that's it.
Christ, who was bound by tradition,
right.
was bound by the works of men, or he couldn't do something for men, because they bound him, amen?
Right.
But this is letting him out.
Yeah.
This has set him free.
Amen.
This has set the bride free, amen?
Yes.
Where now she can have the original life.
Yes. Amen.
The prophet of God, he says in Christ's mystery, that she's the original spirit, the original life.
Amen.
The original tree, amen? It's not some secondary spirit.
No.
It's the same spirit.
Yes.
The same life.
Yes.
On display. Amen.
Amen.
Where? In you.
Yes, sir.
The bride. The vindication of a prophet's prophecy.
Amen. Amen, brother.
Amen. He says here, the same works that Jesus did, Paul did the same. And they seen God, the great Father that had demonstrated in the burning bush yesterday,
mm-hmm.
right? Had demonstrated to Paul, and here it was being demonstrated. And he's the same in every age. Watch what he says. God's threefold manner, yesterday, today, forever. What? Redeemer in his church. Preeminence is in the coming kingdom. Amen. You see it just as perfect as can be. Amen. So the threefold manner, Christ comes to redeem a bride, to receive a bride, to take her back, right?
Right.
Says the same thing in Christ the mystery. What's the purpose of his first coming? To get the preeminence in a man, his son, Christ Jesus. That's how he redeemed a bride.
Right.
That was yesterday, right?
Yeah.
It started with the prophets through Moses. It comes all the way up to the consummation with John the Baptist.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Now today, getting preeminence where? In a church.
Amen.
Not this church over here, or this assembly down here, or the good old Baptist church, or the Cardinals finding the right pope. Or not even some message church, but the body, the mystical body, amen, formed by the spoken word. The true believer, amen, that's been born of the Spirit. And that's how you see the kingdom. Because you can't see the kingdom, amen.
Jesus told
Nicodemus, you can't understand, is that right? The word see means understand. You can't understand the kingdom. You can't understand this mystery, except you're born again.
Yes.
Amen.
And it all comes back to that. Because once you're born again, it's all placed in you, amen.
Right.
The mystery, it's in you.
Yes.
It's not out there.
Right.
Floating around.
No.
You gotta go dig for it and go find it here, this or that.
No.
Like the prophet said, when you think you got it all figured out, figure yourself wrong.
That's right.
Amen? People that got it all figured out, and they researched this, and they dug this up. But when it's revealed, amen, by the Spirit of God, by the unction of the Holy Ghost, amen, and it becomes alive to you because you've seen your name, amen, because you've heard from your theophany. You've recognized your day and its message.
Amen, brother.
That's the light, amen.
Yes, it is.
Because what is the light? It's when the word is vindicated.
Yes.
When God said, let there be light, it wasn't light till it was vindicated.
Amen.
When God vindicated this word, when he vindicated this prophet, it was light, amen.
Yes.
That's why Jesus, when he comes, says, I'm the light of the world.
Yes.
I'm the light of the world. But he's getting ready to leave, and he says to his disciples, now you're the light of the world.
Glory to God.
Well, who's the light of the world? Christ.
That's right.
Well, what about them? Right? Amen. You go read 1 Corinthians 12.
Yes,
as
sir.
The body is one and has many members, so also is Christ.
Yes,
not so also is the body or the bride, but as the body is one and has many members, so is Christ.
Amen.
So the church is Christ.
That's right.
Right? Yes. Galatians 3, 1 Corinthians 12, you go back and read it.
Yes.
I can sit here all day and give you scriptures.
That's right.
That really burns some people.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because they're religious.
That's it.
As Paul said, you know, it's funny, I get done preaching service and I go home and tell my wife, man, I made some religious people mad at church tonight. Feel like I did a good job. When I started scowling, I'm like, well, I must have said something, right? They're scowling at me. Praise the Lord. What was I saying? Oh, the church, it's Christ, amen. It's Christ in a different body.
That's it.
It's the same life, same spirit.
That's right.
They're the light.
Amen.
They're the light. There's no other light.
That's right.
That's right.
Can I say that? There's no other light.
That's right. That's right.
Amen, brother.
True.
Mm.
Amen.
Good.
God's threefold man. He says yesterday, today, and forever. What? Redeemer in his church, preeminence in the coming kingdom. Amen. You see it just as perfect as can be. He says here, I'm doing good. Doing good here. Praise the Lord. Sometimes you get a little worried. I lost my notes here a while back. And I preach longer than normal. My wife's like, why'd you go so long? You lost your notes. I'm like, that's why, because I usually know when to stop. So next Sunday, she's like, you want me to write your notes? I got it, honey. Well, like I said, nobody ever complains about a short-winded preacher. Excuse me. Christ, the mystery of God. He says, that's the only way you'll know him today. Only way you'll get the threefold revelation of God is for the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Amen.
That's it.
Oh, now this next part. Ooh, this is... Oh, if you're religious, you might want to get out. He says... See, that's the thing. They're just like the Jews, amen? They, being ignorant of God's righteousness, they're going about to establish their own righteousness. Isn't that what Paul said?
Yes.
Why? Because they're ignorant of God's righteousness.
Right.
Amen.
Amen. But when you're a new creature in Christ Jesus, all things are passed away. All things are new. They're all of God. There's not one thing in you by the Spirit that's not of God.
Praise God.
That's right.
Well, I bless God. Well, I just don't believe that. Well, then you don't believe the Bible.
That's right.
That's what it says, right?
That's right.
He who knew no sin became our sin, that we might become the righteousness.
That's the word.
Not a section or portion or kind of like, but the righteousness of God. His very righteousness.
Yes. Amen, brother.
Romans 5:17. We who through the gift of righteousness, an abundance of grace, will reign where? In this life.
Amen.
This life.
Yes, sir, brother.
He says the only way it can ever be is you're predestinated.
Amen.
Yeah, all these Pentecost, they all start with P. I just noticed that. Predestinated, that's a bad word too, I guess. Is you're predestinated to see it. If you don't, you'll never see it.
That's right.
Now think about this. You'll never see it if you're not predestinated. If you're not, is that right?
That's true.
Colossians 1:27 talks about the mystery. What is it? Christ in you.
Yes.
That's the mystery. Christ in you.
Yes.
Amen.
He says, if you're not predestinated to see it, you'll never see it because the light, remember the light. Who's the light? The light can flash. And you'll go away and make fun of it. So that light's not just listening to tapes, but it's recognizing yourself. That's the light.
Amen.
But if you're not predestinated, you'll go away and make fun of it. and explain it away by some intellectual conception.
Well, these people, they're preaching this deep mystery. They're intellectual. Well, he said here, if you explain it away, you're intellectual.
Amen.
True.
When the very God himself manifesting himself and proving it, but if it ain't upon you to see it, you won't see it.
That's right.
Again, he says, watch, redeemed by Christ, the second Adam. Is this all right? We like quotes?
Yeah,
good. It says, you believe he was? The congregation says, amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Going back home to Eden with his fallen wife, redeemed back home again. That's Christ in the church today, taking his wife back. Not just his bride, his wife.
Right.
In other words, we're not just engaged anymore. We're not just getting flowers and candy from him and nice little gifts. We're beyond just getting gifts. Now, if anybody here is married, you should probably get your wife gifts still. Not saying not to get gifts. Amen. But the courtship's over.
That's
amen.
Right.
We're done courting Jesus.
Amen.
We're not trying to win his affections over. Amen. But he done placed the wedding band.
Yes.
On your finger.
Yes.
And I'll tell you this now. He didn't just do it today. He did it back there.
Thank you,
the prophet says an invisible union.
Yes.
He put it back on before the foundation of the earth. That's why the prophet says in Christ's mystery, adultery, you can't commit adultery. Why? You're already impregnated with something. What? Him.
Yes.
Christ, the mystery in you.
Yes.
Revealed in the bride. Amen.
Yes.
His life. She's carrying something, amen.
She's
coming to term, let me tell you now.
Yes, Lord.
This ain't no Ephesian church age. We're at the end.
Yeah.
And you know how them women get when they get about 9 months long? You can tell something's happened, amen. They don't look like them other guys back there. She looks, if she tells you she's pregnant, she don't look like, you know she's lying.
Uh-huh.
You can tell if her token's on display.
Yeah.
Amen. You can tell if she's burying something, amen.
That's it.
And boy, about that time, them birth pains.
That's
they
fine.
Start to come, and I don't know about some of you, but my wife, she's like, I'm ready to have this baby. I just want to have this baby already. Even so, come quickly, little baby.
Yes.
I'm not waiting around. Come on already. I'm getting tired of packing this thing around. Amen.
That's it, brother.
So see the threefold mystery now. God manifested in Christ. Christ manifested in the church, all together to bring back the original Adam and Eve again. Man and woman, which are one. Amen? Which are one.
Yes.
They shall no longer be twain, but one.
Amen.
Now, a man came to Brother Branham one time and said, well, Brother Branham, you and your wife are one. And he said, well, it's a different oneness. He says, you see me? Well, yeah. But do you see my wife? No. He says, but when you've seen Christ, you've seen God.
Amen.
You've seen the Father. Amen?
Amen.
And when you understand this message, amen, when you come to recognize this, Brother Bram said the true oneness of God, it's the same with you, amen.
That's right.
Amen.
When they've seen you, they've seen Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
That's it.
Amen.
Well, that sounds like heresy, brother. Well, that's good, because in the way they call heresy, do I worship the God of my fathers?
Amen.
Believing all that was spoken.
Amen.
Believing all that was spoken by the prophets and the law, amen.
Amen.
I believe the whole thing, not just the, oh, well, we're going to go to heaven one day. I believe this present tense.
Yes, right.
I'm establishing this present
amen.
Truth. Amen.
Amen.
And I'm here to stir up your minds by remembrance that you be established in the present
yes.
truth.
Amen.
Yes.
Established, amen. You're grounded, amen. You're getting blown around,
that's
amen.
Right.
By every winded doctrine, amen.
Right.
You've been going around the mountain for 40 years.
Right.
Well, which way do we go? How do we get the promised land? Where do we go?
Right.
But you're established, amen.
That's it.
Right. That's good.
Amen. Made out of the, excuse me here, he says, which are one, made out of the same blood.
Yes.
And the same spirit. And everything else. Now here's one of these wonderful quotes we love here. He says, the church is the blood of Christ
yes.
by the spirit.
Yes.
Because the life is in the blood.
Amen.
That's the baptism of the Holy Ghost that baptizes us into his body, that recognizes. Now think about this. It recognizes only his body, his flesh.
Amen.
Amen.
His word. Brother Bram, pass the Bible. I love these little notes in here. It tells you what he does. Now watch. Denomination won't never touch that.
Right.
So you...
Yeah, say it.
So you can tell when somebody's denominational, amen? Because they won't touch it.
Mm-hmm.
We can't preach that. Well, the prophet did.
That's right.
Well, we only say what the tape said. Exactly.
That's right.
That's what I'm saying. That's why I'm reading all this stuff. I ain't making this up.
Right.
Paul said the same thing, amen?
Yes.
Same thing?
Yeah.
We'll take it up with Paul, I guess.
Amen.
It's a revelation. She knows it. So did Eve know it, but she fell. But this one knows it and won't fall.
That's right.
She is ordained. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Woo. She is ordained not to fall.
Hallelujah.
She won't fall. Yes. She is predestinated to it.
Yes.
Blessed is the man who God will not impute sins. You ministers know what I'm speaking of when there's a couple dozen of you sitting here. See, blessed is the man who God will not impute sin.
Thank you, Father.
Says David, because David spoke that. Is that right?
Amen.
What are we doing here? All right, praise the Lord. Good. Notice, redeeming back with him, going back to eternal life in a human body.
That's right.
Eating, drinking, living forever. Isaiah said, and he's talking about the millennium here, they will build houses and inhabit them, plant vineyards and eat the fruit. They'll not build in another take.
That's right.
The children won't take it. In other words, you ain't going to build a house and your children take over. Why? Because you're not going to die.
That's right.
They ain't going to inherit it from you.
Yep.
God ain't got no grandchildren.
That's right.
They want a house, they better inherit it now.
Yeah,
amen.
Amen.
Better get in now so they got an inheritance. Amen.
Sure.
That's good.
Says
that
he'll build it and stay there. Amen. He don't build another eight. He builds and eats himself. Amen. What is it? His bride going back with him, redeeming back to the original Adam and Eve again, for death is left behind. They look back at the cross
Glory
and see the
God.
Death that has been paid.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
And now by faith we are resurrected with him.
That's it.
Sitting in heavenly places right now.
Yes. Amen.
Right now.
Right now.
Looking back to what redeemed us, waiting for the husband to come to march on home with him. Threefold purpose of God manifested in Adam and Eve and every prophet.
Amen.
And down through the ages. And he that is to come. He that was yesterday.
Yes, Lord.
Is that right? So Revelation says, he that was and is to come. Amen.
That's right.
He that was, he which is, and he which is to come. The whole manifestation. The revelation of the Word of God. Adam and Eve going back home again, redeemed. God making himself known. Got four more quotes here. Is that all right? Jesus said, at that day. Now, Jesus prays that. Is that right? John 17. Is at that day, they'll know that I'm in the Father, and the Father's in me, and I in you, and you in me.
Amen.
So, the same unity that Christ had with the Father
yes.
is the same unity that you have with Christ.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
That's what Jesus said, John 17.
Yes, sir.
The prophet speaks of it here. He says, Jesus said, at that day. That's this day.
Amen.
Amen.
That's this day.
Yes.
This day, this scripture is fulfilled. Amen.
Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
At that day, when this revelation is made known, you will know that I am in the Father, and the Father me, I in you, and you in me. When the revelation is made manifest, at that day ye shall know that I and the Father are one. I am in the Father, and the Father is in me. Then when the revelation comes forth, then it's I in you and you in me.
That's
there
it.
You are.
Yes.
He says, sir, when did he choose us? Before the foundation of the world. When his great hidden mystery, his great secret. The prophet begins to read out of Ephesians chapter 1. He says here, he chose us in Christ before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame.
Amen.
Without blame.
Yes, Lord. Amen.
Before him in what? He says?
Love.
What shall separate us from the love of God? Shall height or depth or angels? Other men? Can you separate yourself? Are you a man?
Brother, praise be to God.
Nothing. Romans 8. Nothing shall separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ. Having what predestinate us unto the adoption?
That's it.
The adoption of children by Jesus Christ himself, according to the good pleasure of his will. And the prophet says, predestinated. There's the mystery.
That's it. There's the mystery.
So what's the mystery? That you were predestined.
Yes. Hallelujah, Jesus. Praise God.
He before Christ or anything else was ever on earth, you see his great mystery that he chose the bride.
Amen.
So before there was one speck of dirt, before there was anything hanging in the skies, he chose the bride.
Amen.
They put the wedding band on her there.
Yes.
Amen.
Glory to God.
So she's already married, amen?
Amen.
She's already a part of him, amen?
That's it.
He says, knowing he would fall from disbelieving the word, knowing that she would fall, but he would choose a bride that would not fall.
Praise God.
Amen.
That's it.
We don't know how locked in we are sometimes.
That's it, brother.
How set we are.
That's it.
Hallelujah.
She would not fall. That would hold to that word regardless of what all the rest of the world had to say about it.
Amen.
They would hold to that word. They are predestinated to stand there. The adoption of children by Jesus Christ predestinated the church to that great, glorious stand. Amen?
Amen.
He says here, I'll read another quote from there. He says, the new birth is Christ. It is a revelation.
Yes.
Amen?
Yes.
It says, God has revealed to you this great mystery, and that's a new birth. Amen. So in other words, you were predestinated, but now He's going to reveal the mystery. How? By the new birth. Amen. He's going to prove that seed was there all along.
Yes.
Amen? Because when the light struck it, something germinated.
That's right.
Something happened. Something began to move. Amen. He didn't sow it on rocky ground over here or this or that there, but he sowed it on good ground. Because he knew it would bring forth 30-fold, 60-fold, even 100-fold, even the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Not just justification or sanctification, but it would produce a birth. It would produce Christ.
Amen.
Christ in you, the hope of glory.
Amen.
Mm.
Glory.
Now, what are you going to do with it when you get all that group together?
That's it.
Now, think about this as we get ready to close here. What are you going to do when you get all that group together where the revelation is perfectly in harmony?
Oh,
and God expressing it through His Word by the same actions. The
yes,
same
sir.
Things that He did, making the Word manifest. Oh, if the church only knew its position.
Yeah.
Now watch this. It will one day. Then, in other words, when they do this, then the rapture will go when it knows what it is.
Amen.
The whole world is groaning. It's travailing. Waiting for you. Waiting for us. To have this revelation.
Amen.
To have it in action.
Yeah.
To have it moving in unity. The prophet said, by lack of this revelation, singular, by lack of this revelation is why we have so many divisions and so many problems. Because they refuse this revelation.
Amen. God. That's it,
brother. This generation is spreading this revelation.
Amen.
Well, I'm so thankful we're walking.
Yeah.
We're the apostles of trod.
Yeah.
God has given this word to the bride. Amen.
Jesus.
He's given them this 11th hour worker. He's given them the same reward.
Yes, Lord.
Well, but I wasn't back there and I didn't do this and that. You get the same pay. Amen.
Yes.
Doesn't matter whether you've been serving 30 years or 3. You get the same pay. Amen. You get the same thing, amen. It's Christ
amen.
In you.
Praise God.
Yes, it is.
One more quote here. The prophet says, His church is Himself
right.
revealed.
Right.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen. Do you see it? And expressed by the Word
amen.
Itself that He is God. See? See, He didn't say the church reveals Him. But it says the church is Him revealed.
Amen.
So just as Christ is the mystery of God revealed, the church, not that church, not the carnal church, or the what we claim to be the church, but His church,
yes.
His mystical body. It's Christ revealed, amen?
Amen.
Man, amen. Tell you what, when you see yourself in that, you...
Come on.
When you realize He's in the boat with you.
Yes.
Amen.
When the storms start to come along, you don't get all shook up anymore.
Oh,
amen? We got so much childishness, amen, where, well, something comes along, oh, glory to God, what are we going to do?
That's
something's
it.
Going to go, oh, Lord Jesus, anyway. Don't you care that we perish? Isn't that what they asked them in the boat? Well, don't you care that we perish?
Right.
Here they're asking the Savior of the world.
Right.
Yeah.
Amen. That's
well,
it.
Don't you care that we perish? And He, the very one that came to save them, well, don't you care?
Mm-hmm.
He cares, do you?
Amen.
Amen,
that's it.
He gets up, rebukes the storm, and says, oh, ye of little faith.
Yes, sir.
Oh, ye of little
That's
faith.
That's good, brother.
Amen. That's the purpose of the ministry, amen. God gave some apostles, some prophets, evangelists, pastors, teachers, what? For the perfecting of the saints.
Yes, sir.
For the unity. So why? So we all come into the stature of the fullness of Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
That you don't be children anymore. Tossed to and fro by every wind of doubt. That you're both not getting shook up every time something happens. Amen.
Yes, sir. That's
but
right.
But you're settled. Amen.
Yes.
Yes,
Lord.
It's one thing to see the mystery. It's an entire other thing when you recognize that you're part of it.
Amen.
When you're part of the mystery.
Yes,
yes, yes, Lord Jesus.
God, He won't lose a one, He said.
Lord.
No one can pluck him from His Father's hand. Amen.
Praise
the Bible
God.
Says in St. John, I'll read a couple of scriptures here before we finish here. Praise
Thank
the Lord.
Jesus.
John, yes, Jesus says here in John 3:14, he says, as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up. Amen?
Amen.
Jesus says in St. John as well, he says, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me. Yes. Amen?
Amen.
So God lifted up what? The Son of Man.
Right.
The Son of Man's been lifted up.
That's right.
He's a wave sheaf. Amen?
Amen.
What he talks about in the rising of the sun, those priests, the priest, he took that wave sheaf, amen, and he took it up there and it showed the rest were coming to the same thing.
Hallelujah.
The same maturity, amen?
Yes.
And God sent a prophet. Now, the priest wasn't the wave sheaf.
Right.
He was just holding up the wave sheaf.
Right.
It wasn't the man, William Branham, but it was the life inside.
Yes.
It was on display, amen?
Yes, sir.
Why was he doing it? Because if he lifted up the Son of Man, he would draw you unto him, amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Scripture says I want to close with this. I was reading this scripture today. James 4:8 says, draw nigh unto God, he'll draw nigh unto you. And I always wonder, what's that about? Is it just praying and reading your Bible? What is it exactly? But how do you draw nigh to God? Because he draws you first.
Amen. Right.
And then when you do that, then he draws nigh to you. Amen.
Amen.
I want to read a quote to you from the seventh seal. He says here, this is good. He says, I'm sure that you've noticed the things that's been happening this week. I'm sure you noticed that little Collins boy laying there dying the other night. That little leukemia girl. He's talking about the healing and stuff. He says, the kingdom of God is coming.
Amen.
And it's becoming more from the negative to the positive as it is. Amen. And another place, Brother Rand talks about a shadow. When your hand or something moves towards the shadow, as the hand gets closer, the shadow becomes clearer and more distinguished until they're no longer separate.
That's right.
Is that right?
Amen.
The kingdom's the same way. It's going from the negative to the positive. Amen? Now he says, now that ought to choke people. Don't choke on that, he said. Now, watch how he explains it. Think about this with Luther and Wesley. He says, from justification to sanctification to the baptism of the Holy Ghost, and then here, see? He says, we're drawing closer to God all the time.
Amen. That's it.
Amen? Well, I want to draw closer to God. I want to get closer to God. How do you do it? By revelation.
Yes.
Yes. By walking in the light.
Yes.
Because when you walk in the light, as He is in the light, you have fellowship with Him.
Amen.
And the blood of His Son cleanses you from all sin.
Amen.
You have to walk in the light. Amen. So drawing closer to God is not just about your devotional time, although that's good. It's good that you pray and read your Bible, because the prophet said that's how you get closer to God. But there's people, there's Muslims that pray and read their Quran.
Right.
There's Baptists and all these, and I'm not, it's the system. Keep that in mind. They read and pray their Bibles, but it's by revelation, amen.
Yes.
But when you see the revelation, you can accept it, and you can walk in it. That's how you draw close to God.
Amen.
Why? Because He lifted up the Son of Man so that you would draw close to Him.
Yes, Lord.
But when you can accept, when you can receive the Son of Man that's been revealed, that's being revealed today,
amen.
That's speaking through a bride,
amen.
That was lifted up, amen, as a wave sheaf, and you recognize and you walk in it, that will draw you closer to God.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
You'll draw closer to God because you recognize your name's on the book. Because you're a part of the plan.
Amen.
Amen. Let's stand to our feet. Draw nigh unto God. He'll draw nigh unto you. How many desire that tonight, to draw closer to God? It's not about form or function or being religious, but it's about recognizing that it's for you.
Yes,
amen.
Lord.
What's been done, and that it's for you. It's for you. It's for you. Amen.
Amen.
It's for you.
Amen. Yes, Lord.
That's my desire, to walk in the revelation. Amen.
Yes.
Jesus said, my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Amen.
Amen.
He's looking to yoke himself with you. Amen. He wants to do the work. Amen. He just wants to use you to do it.
Amen.
He's just
That's
looking for
true.
You to show up.
That's right.
He's not asking you to produce anything.
That's right, brother.
Any more than you would ask a sheep to produce wool. Amen. It just grows.
That's right.
Because of what it's feeding on.
Amen.
When you feed on this revelation, this word, which is drawing you, you draw closer to God. God draws closer to you. Amen. From the negative to the positive. Let's bow our heads. Heavenly Father, we just thank you tonight, Lord, for this group which has come out here and these different ones. They've got school and they're working folk, and they've taken their time, Lord, and they've come out tonight because they believe that you would speak to each one, that you would deal with them in a very special way, Lord, not just a service or a lodge meeting, but that you had a divine appointment tonight with each one, Lord. You knew what they would go through today. You knew the things that they would be battling even in service, Lord. Maybe situations at home or in their job or different things like that, Lord. And how the devil, he's going about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he can devour. But Lord, tonight you've given us a revelation. A sure place to stand. A strong tower that we could hide inside of it. You've made us as an iron pillar and a defense city and brazen walls to the devil tonight because you've chosen us in you.
Thank you, Lord.
As Paul told Timothy, you gave us a purpose and grace in Christ before the world began. And Lord God, we just thank you that you picked us out, Lord, not because there's anything special about us and our flesh. Lord, as God told Moses and he told the people of Israel, he didn't choose them because they were the greatest nation, but because they were the least of the nations. And God, we were the chief of sinners in our lives before.
Yes, sir.
The lives we walked, we were wretches,
yes.
Lord God.
Yes.
We were despicable. Yes. We didn't want anything to do with you,
yes.
Lord. We hated one another and despised and were selfish.
Yes.
We were terrible people, but you lifted up the Son of Man. And maybe we didn't understand, like Moses, what the attraction was on the mountain at first. But we drew closer when you lifted that ensign up and you spoke to us there on the backside of the desert. You said, I'm going to go down to this people. You take your shoes off. I'm going to go down. I, the Son of Man, I'm going to go down one last time in my bride. And Lord, we were just there, Lord. We were just happy to be recipients of this grace. And Lord God, just to be used of you to maybe show somebody else, to be a blessing to somebody else, Father, to draw closer to you, Lord. Lord, for the rest of eternity, we're just going to be praising you and worshiping
you
and glorying in your presence, Lord. And why would we wait? Oh God, we just want to give you the praise now. We want our lives to honor you, Lord. We've only got one shot over here. But I'm thankful that it's not if I will make it, but I already made it. I made it in you before the foundation of the world.
Thank you, Lord.
So God, let us walk reverently and soberly in this present world. Because we have a purpose here, God, to be a blessing and to tell others about this word. For the Spirit and the Bride, they're saying, come drink from these waters of life. Lord, it's without money or price, Lord. May we never try to earn or buy the grace of God, but may we accept humbly, Lord, what you've done for us.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Not by our works, lest any man should boast, but we are your workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works.
Amen. Yes, Lord.
Father, I thank you that this bride is your workmanship. It's your doing. Lord, if it was my workmanship, there would be problems. There would be flaws. There would be mistakes. But it's your workmanship. You fashioned this church. You fashioned this bride. And you said she's the sinless, virtuous bride of Jesus Christ. She's without spot. She's without blemish. Lord God, may we not look to the flesh, but to the Spirit. For henceforth we know no man after the flesh anymore.
Thank you, Jesus.
We thank you for this life in the Spirit. We thank you for victory in the love divine. Bless each one, we pray. And Lord, if there's one here who doesn't know or doesn't know you, Lord God, may they humbly come to you tonight, Lord, not to me as a man or to a physical altar necessarily, but Lord, to you. For you alone dwell in the light which no man approaches. You alone hath immortality. We're looking to you now. We're resting in your grace now. We thank you in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Amen. God bless you all this evening. Brother James, do you have a song you want to sing? I don't have anything. Sure.
This is the evening time. It's brighter than you think. The bride is preparing now for her Lord to meet. All things are ready.
That again now with all our hearts. You believe that?
Since the evening time, it's later than you think. He that hath an ear to hear, the evening time is near.
Let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise tonight. Thank you for the Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Good to know that we never had to save ourselves. We don't have to keep ourselves saved. He came down and saw himself in us. And he couldn't help it. He just loved it too much. I can't let that go. I got to bring him back. To think that God did that for all for us. It's just amazing grace. What did we do for it? There's nothing. Nothing we could have done for it. We could have said, Lord, forgive me, if he hadn't given it to us first. Just how grateful I am to the Lord for that grace. I sure appreciate that word tonight.
Yes, amen.
They're always preaching what I preach and preaching what I'm about to preach. Oh, well, I must need to get a new sermon or something. No, the Lord just knows. He knows. He's trying to get something across to us. Now look, you're predestinated. Look, you can't be lost. I came after you. I married you. Not somebody else. Not brother so-and-so that I think spiritual. You.
Yes.
Amen.
And all those mistakes, and I do the same thing. Oh, I messed up today. Got to get resaved.
Sure.
What do you mean get resaved? I've been saved the whole time.
Amen.
I was saved before I even realized I could be saved. So I just thank God. I just want to give one more hand and clap of praise. I appreciate it. I'd like to turn to 145. So if you feel like I do, I'm so glad that I'm the Lord's.
Oh, yeah.
So glad I'm yours, Lord. Amen. Amen. What would we do if we weren't His tonight? Let's sing that together. Let's worship Him.
I'm so glad I'm yours, Lord.
Let's just worship Him a little while.
So glad I'm yours.
Yes, Jesus.
So glad you're
found. Are you grateful tonight? Hallelujah, Lord.
Amen. You set me free.
Yes, Lord.
So glad I'm yours, Lord.
I believe He likes that tonight.
So
oh, just sing it again with all your heart. Give Him worship. Give Him praise. Hallelujah, Lord.
So glad I'm yours, Lord.
Yes, Father.
So glad I'm yours. So glad your mercy has followed me. So glad you found me and you said. So glad I'm yours.
Oh, we worship you. Thank you for choosing us, Lord.
So glad I'm yours.
You're worthy, Lord Jesus.
So glad your mercy has followed me. So glad you found me.
Yes, Lord.
And you set me free. So glad I'm yours, Lord. So glad I'm yours.
Blessed.
Thank you.
Let's go right to the next page, or 155.
Bless the Lord.
Holy.
Amen.
Let's give it all now.
I will bless the Lord.
Everybody feeling blessed tonight? Amen. Glory to God, I feel blessed. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Let's sing that. I am blessed. I am blessed.
Yes, I am.
That's 186 if you need the book there. Go ahead, yeah, my voice is cracking.
I am blessed. I am blessed. Every day that I am blessed. When I wake up in the morning, when I lay my head to rest, I am blessed. I am blessed. I am blessed. I am blessed. For every day that I live, I am blessed. When I wake up in the morning, I am blessed.
All right, let's act blessed now. We can act blessed.
Oh, yeah.
Hallelujah.
I am blessed.
Yes, Lord. Oh,
I am blessed. Every day that I live, I am blessed. Oh, when I wake up in the morning,
when I lay my head to rest, I feel good. I'm so blessed to know the Lord.
I am blessed.
Let's praise Him. Oh,
I am blessed. Every day that I live, I am blessed. When I wake up in the morning, when I lay my head to rest, I am blessed. I am blessed.
Can we give him a clap offering tonight? Hallelujah.
Yes.
Praise God. Yes, Lord. I'll sing that now. I am blessed.
I am blessed. Every day that I live, I am blessed. When I wake up in the morning, I lay my head to rest. I am blessed.
Oh, one more time. With all your heart now.
I am blessed. I am blessed. I am blessed. I am blessed.
had to rest tonight. You make sure to remind yourself. I am blessed.
Yes, sir.
Well, you got to get up early for work, brothers. And you're a little tired. It's all right, Brother Tom. I am blessed.
Amen.
I'll tell you, make your day go by a lot easier.
Amen.
Dad, you got something we can...
Wherever I go, I praise Him. Wherever I can, I praise Him. For His love surrounds me like a sea.
Glory to God.
I lift up the name of Jesus. I lift up the name of Jesus. For the name of Jesus has lifted me.
Oh, wherever I go,
wherever I go,
yes,
I'll praise Him. Wherever I can, I'll praise Him. For His love
surrounds us
like a sea.
Yes,
I'll lift up the name of Jesus. I'll lift up the name of Jesus. For the name of Jesus has lifted.
Oh, I feel so good. I got Jesus lifted me.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. As we get ready to dismiss, Dad, you got something?
You all right? All
righty. We'll sing that.
Yes, He has.
If you need to get going, you're dismissed in the name of the Lord, and we'll sing this probably a few times. And if you want to stay and pray or whatever you want to do, that's just fine with me. Just try to be a follow what the Lord tells you to do. So let's sing that.
And Lord, 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 You've surely been good to me.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord.